A Journey to Vote by
Maya,
Hara,
Echo,
and Cole. On August 18th, 1920, the 19th Amendment granted women the right to vote. Many women would experience being able to vote for the first time. We were going to follow Marie Dunfer's journey as she heads in to vote, a moment she has been awaiting for quite some time. Marie had been an active participant in many protests and rallies concerning women's rights to vote. Now that the presidential elections were being held, she could finally have a say and make a difference in choosing the next president.
Morning, Ma. I barely slept last night. I was so eager with excitement and nerves.
It was Tuesday, November 7th, and her local voting booths had just opened for presidential voting.
All the fighting, the protests, I'm at peace knowing my future child will be able to vote and have a say, no matter what gender.
Her mother rested a gentle hand on her shoulder.
I'm proud of everything you have fought for and how far our country has come. Who knows, you may be the first woman president.
Now, Ma, don't get too ahead of yourself. I'm not sure about that.
Well, either way, I know there will be more opportunities for us ladies now. You better get going. Have a good day, honey.
Marie's mother was still getting used to the idea. She didn't see the point in going in to vote, but nevertheless supported her daughter in all of her choices. Marie patted down her freshly washed dress, which she would occasionally pull out of her closet for special events, and kissed her mother goodbye.
As I walked up the grand steps that once towered over me, I no longer felt small and powerless. I felt like I had a say. I was greeted by a man at the front door who asked for my ID to make sure I was of age. Afterwards, he checked me to make sure I didn't have any weapons. Then I was allowed into the building.
The inside of the building was nothing special. Marie was greeted with unfamiliar faces in a crowd that consisted of more than half being men. Some of them smiled at her and seemed friendly. Others gave her sideways glances and faces of disgust. One man said to her,
"Hey lady, you don't belong here. You belong in the kitchen. You women ain't never done nothing for us, and you ain't ever gonna."
Marie ignored the snarky remark and kept walking. She could hear him mumble under his breath,
"What does this country come to?"
I waited in line, then was handed my ballot. I walked up to the next open booth and sat down. The booth had walls on either side to make sure you couldn't see what the person next to you was writing, and I felt the pressure of the power of this important moment.
Marie filled in the circle next to her president of choice. She waited a moment before she submitted her ballot.
I took a moment to think about the importance of this day. The country had made some progress. After all the hard work, we earned ourselves the right to vote and have a say, no matter what gender we were born as.
Marie smiled and submitted her ballot, knowing that today would mark a great change in American history forever.